from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. A young golfer who died after recently being hit by lightning in Sussex County has been laid to rest today. A funeral mass was held for Simon Mariani in his hometown of Franklin Lakes. The 28-year-old Notre Dame graduate was struck on July 8th while at Ballyowen Golf Course in Hardyston. He died nearly a week later. Garages, basements, cars, furniture, and keepsakes. Just some of the things destroyed in this week's severe flooding that hit Union, Somerset, and Middlesex counties. Especially hard on Monday, destruction is being compared to remnants of Hurricane Ida in 2021. Seth Dittmer, the Salvation Army New Jersey's Director of Emergency Disaster Services, says New Jerseyans can help by making a financial gift.
That helps our organization and others like us to meet the most immediate needs of survivors. And then in the weeks and months to come, as we learn more about what survivors' long-term needs are, we'll be in a better position to meet those needs more directly in a way that's most effective.
People interested in donating can do so at the website salvationarmynj.org. And the last of four detainees who escaped a Newark detention center has been caught in California. Andres Felipe Pineda Mogollon was picked up on Thursday in Los Angeles with the help of the FBI and Homeland Security Task Force. The Colombian native reportedly had overstayed a tourist visa a few years back and had a criminal background that includes residential burglary. He was among migrants facing likely deportation who escaped Delaney Hall last month. Two of those detainees were caught quickly, while a third was also caught. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. It looks like it's a down day for the Dow. Peacock is hiking its subscription rates by $3 a month. The streamer from NBC Universal has notched a recent win with hit series Love Island and expects more viewers as the NBA season will ramp up again in the fall. Starting next Wednesday, Peacock subscriptions are going up to $10.99 a month with ads and $16.99 a month without ads. That ranks among the most expensive streaming services on the market. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow is down about 151 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click On Demand. Will we have a clear skies for the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Earlier this week, I talked about some perfect weekend weather. Unfortunately, the forecast has drifted a little bit. There is a chance of rain both days this weekend. The most widespread and impactful looks to be on Sunday. And then we'll dry out. The next chance of stormy weather after that won't be until next Friday. Tonight looks great, comfortable, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures dip into the mid-60s on average. For tomorrow, scattered clouds, highs in the lower 80s. There's a chance we stay dry, but there's an equal chance, I'd say, for a few showers popping up, maybe even some pockets of heavier stuff in southern New Jersey. It all depends on how this front wiggles and how humidity comes back into play. Sunday will definitely be the cloudier, more humid, more unsettled day of the weekend. Watch for a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon Sunday. Highs push back into the upper 80s. Sunny, breezy, refreshing Monday. Highs back down to the lower 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clinton, 83. Jackson, 81. Millville, 81. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Flemington Department Store. There's no better place to shop for quality home furnishings than Flemington Department Store. Save big on custom American-made sofas and chairs by England. Customizable bedroom and dining room furniture by Vaughn Bassett. Flemington Department Store. It's worth a trip.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.